I'm Warren Bell, and today we're delighted to have Shelley Desautel with us here in the studio. Shelley is a candidate for the Federal Liberal Party. Welcome, Shelley. Thank you very much for joining us today. So let's get right down to the questions. First of all, did you grow up in this area, the Shuswap?
I grew up in Vernon, and I lived there. I was born and raised there and have lived in Salmon Arm for the last 7 years.
And what sort of work and other activities have you been involved with in the Shuswap?
So I came here for work, and so I actually got a job out at Foresight, which is a forestry consulting firm, and I was a GIS specialist out there, and GIS is Geographical Information Systems, which is data analysis and mapping. And from there, I ended up getting a job as an instructor at Okanagan College, doing GIS, teaching GIS, their certificate program there. And then I started my own mapping company. And so I'm a GIS specialist with Mighty Owl Mapping is my company name.
Were you involved in politics or interested in political matters before this election?
Really did not grow up with politics at all. My parents didn't follow. They didn't watch the news. It wasn't something I grew up with. I did help up with Cindy Dirkes's campaign in 2019, which is where I kind of got the little bit of the itch and realized that politics could potentially be for me.
Is being a candidate like you thought it would be?
Ha! That is a wonderful question. Yes and no. I think you know what candidates kind of go through and how they have to go out, they have to meet people, but I don't think you really understand the emotional toll that it actually takes on you to be a candidate, to actually go out and introduce yourself and walk up to people and say, "Hi, my name is Shelley and I am the Liberal candidate," is probably one of the hardest things I have found to do. So yes, I knew what it was going to be like to be a candidate, but I don't think I was expecting some of the emotions that were tied to it.
Have you then gone through a training program for candidacy?
No. After I signed up to be the candidate, I did start Toastmasters to at least kind of get my public speaking out there. But I also grew up in a family of performers. I'm a singer. So I've been on the stage. I've been out and about. So I didn't really have any candidacy training per se.
People have called this one of the most important elections in Canadian history. How do you feel about that, and how do you feel about being caught up in this moment?
This one definitely is, I think, integral into determining the direction that we go in Canada. We have, on one hand, the Conservatives that still aren't sure if climate change is happening. They aren't vaccinating their candidates that are going door to door. They are talking about privatizing healthcare. There's so many things that if the Conservatives get into government, that really, really will change what Canada looks like. And so to move forward in this positive way, we really need to think about what do we want Canada to look like and who do we want to represent that?
So what particular qualities do you feel you bring to your candidacy? Not just what the party is looking for, but what qualities that you have personally that make you a suitable candidate?
So I'm a person that really puts 110% into everything that I do. So I'm a mom. I am a spouse of a veteran. I am a service officer at the Legion. And I am on several boards. So I'm on the bike club here in Salmon Arm. I'm with the Boxing for Wellness board. I'm on the BC Community Forest Association board. So I put a lot of effort into community work and really trying to make a difference in people's lives. When I am working as the service officer, I go above and beyond what my actual job description says to ensure that they don't need to run around to anybody else. If they come to me, this is where they stop, and I will figure out what they need from that point on. So I am really dedicated to serving people and to helping people out in our community.
What particular policies of the Federal Liberal Party do you feel most strongly about, or what ones resonate most with you personally?
So of course, right now with the fires and the heat dome that we've seen lately, we have the best climate plan of all the parties that is in place to get our climate change kind of under control. But not only that, because we know we're at a point where climate change is happening and it's happening faster than we expected it to, but we're going to adapt to this. So when we have droughts and we have heat waves, let's make sure we have agriculture that can have crops that will end up working in droughts. Let's mitigate our forests and ensure that we do not lose communities anymore because of fires that come through. So we really need to put this money and energy into adapting as well as lowering our emissions. But today, it was another really happy announcement. We're putting $6.5 billion into a mental health fund to put into supports, to work with provinces, because I think mental health through COVID has been this eye-opener that it's not just designated to one or two specific groups. Mental health affects us all. And so that we can say that we are now going to be there supporting mental health and eliminating those wait times is going to be huge for people everywhere.
What issues do you feel locally, meaning in this riding, are the dominant matters that you will focus on if you're elected?
So one of the ones that I've actually kind of been looking around and talking to different organizations and businesses in the community is the labor shortage that we've been seeing. There's a lot of people that say, well, people aren't coming to work because they don't want to or they're getting money. But I see that as a huge picture of we have mental health, which, again, today's announcement fits in perfectly for that. We have people that can't afford housing. We have an affordable housing plan, and we have ways that we're going to get people back into houses so they can actually live in our community. If they don't live here, they're not going to work here. We have a childcare plan. So single mothers that can't afford to put their kids into childcare or don't have a location for them to go in, we now have a plan for them so they can actually be working in the economy. So there's so many more factors tying into this labor shortage that the Liberals have a plan for.
What is the one thing, or perhaps two or three, that you'd really like to accomplish if you're elected?
Well, I would bring my voice to Ottawa. I think we have been underrepresented here for far too long, and to have someone that actually takes the people's voice and brings that to Ottawa instead of telling the people what Ottawa wants them to hear. We need someone who's going to bring investments to the community. We need someone who's going to work hard. We need someone who's going to listen to every single person that is here in the community instead of just one or two special groups. We need a voice for everyone. And I promise that if I am MP, that I will be that voice and I will work harder than any MP that you have seen here today.
So how do you intend to try and achieve these goals if you're in office?
So one thing I've actually started doing is building relationships within the party already. Of course, this election determines who gets in and who doesn't. I hope that the relationships that I have made will hold true and they will be elected too, and I get to work alongside them. However, I tend to have a great way of connecting with people, and I will work with other parties. I don't have a bias to, oh, I'm in Liberals, so I'm going to stay Liberals. I want to make friends and relationships throughout all of caucus. And that is how we're going to get things done. We're going to be able to work with everyone to make the real changes that we need to see in our community.
If you're elected, what are the things you'd like to be remembered for after you've completed your time in office?
Oh, that is a really lovely question. I think that if I can bring in investments to our community, and I don't know what that looks like it could be more housing, it could be supporting other bigger projects, but I want our community to have something tangible that be like, Shelley brought that here. Shelley was the driver for this project, and Shelley was the one that ensured that our community had this particular item. I don't have a one goal, because my biggest thing is I want to listen to everyone else and find out what you need. What is your want? I don't want to walk in and tell you what you want. I want to know what you guys want.
Now, the recent heat dome causing nearly 700 deaths in the Lower Mainland and the aggressive wildfire problem that you mentioned earlier this summer have focused attention on the climate crisis. If you were elected, what would your party do to address rapid climate change?
Well, it's perfect because our party already has plans in place to address this. So we are already working on lowering emissions. We are 1% below what we were in 2015, and our trajectory is now moving downwards for emissions. We have plans in place to get rid of combustible engines on the road. We're working on clean fuel economy. We're doing a just transition and getting people that are working in the oil and gas industry training so that they are prepared to move into a clean fuel environment. And these are all the things that we have put into place, that we are building on, that we're working on, because we know that climate change is so, so important that we need to hit this now, and we don't have time to wait anymore. So this is why we need a government that has a plan and that has clear action goals to get us there.
One final question. And we're asking all the candidates this question, by the way. Did anyone tell you you're crazy to run for political office?
No, not a single one.
Well, that's the last of our questions. So thank you very much, Shelley, for taking the time to come into the studio and share your story with us. And good luck in the upcoming election.